Hello, my name is AJ Bridell. I'm a citizen of Toronto, and I'm speaking on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Huron-Wendat peoples. I want to thank the caretakers of this land of Turtle Island for allowing me to speak today. With my 3 minutes, I would like to express my deepest thanks for the creation of this space for me to be heard this afternoon amongst my community members. Without wasting time, I would like to express my great disappointment in the City Council's decision to dismiss Councillors Josh Matlaw and Kristen Wong Tam's motion to defund the police and redirect funds more transparently and responsibly into community investment under the City of Toronto's oversight. I am particularly disappointed in my ward's councillor, Mark Grimes, who I expressed my feelings to in regards to this vital issue days before the vote, and who has since neglected to respond to my messages in an effort to receive an explanation for why he voted no. Kristen Wong Tam is quoted saying, "My motion seeks to do many things, including prohibiting Toronto Police's deadly use of force and military-style weapons, with exception of the Emergency Task Force. Toronto taxpayers spend millions in firearms and ammunition arming officers, and in 2019, they shot their guns 23 times. I would like to offer my voice to the many citizens of Toronto who are begging for not just police reform, but the defunding of specific areas in the Toronto Police budget. The Toronto Police Services budget is over $1.1 billion, which is more than public funding allotted to libraries, housing, shelters combined. I believe that the redistributing of these funds to communities in need, it's long overdue. I am a white, cis, straight, 26-year-old female living in Toronto who is a child raised on the wages of her parents who worked at Waterloo Regional Police Services. And I am fighting for the defunding of police. I will not be letting this conversation fade into the background of my priorities anytime soon. Action must be taken. Thank you for your time."